cliffcentral.com. Please note that the views expressed and the advice provided in this show are for general advice and entertainment purposes only. Nothing stated should be treated as a substitute for your own independent legal advice based on your own specific facts and objectives. Therefore, the presenter and CliffCentral.com accept no liability of any nature whatsoever, either expressed or implied.
Law, like you've never heard it before. The Laws of Life with Gary Hertzberg on CliffCentral.com.
I'm Gary Hertzberg, and this is the Laws of Life on CliffCentral.com. Alongside me today is Lionel Makokotlela.
Thank you very much, Gary, and good afternoon to our guest.
Lionel, with the new hairstyle, it's a new afro. Lionel looks quite cool. What do you say, Benji, our researcher?
Yeah, he looks like some rugby player, but I actually can't put a face to the name. But I'll put it up.
I think it's the guy who plays for the Sharks. He's a twin, one of those guys. Yeah, I just can't remember.
I look like somebody else now.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I just did this because I'm a Rastafarian, guys, so you know. Oh, and the law is now on our side. We can actually smoke in our company.
No smoking grass in the studio. Okay. That's it. Okay, guys, today we're talking to a group of candidate attorneys. Mm. They are all sitting with LLBs. Some are looking for jobs. Some have got jobs that don't, they're relocating and they want more and they're entitled to more. You've been through the slog of acquiring an LLB, which ain't easy. Hmm. So welcome to you guys. Please introduce yourselves from Tokozani.
Tokozani. Yeah. Hi, everyone. My name is Tokozani Mtalane. I'm an LLB graduate. I've served 1 year of articles already.
Yeah. Hmm. Alude, where are you from, sir?
I'm originally from the West Rand. Yeah. Yes, but I'm based in Pretoria. I'm an LLB graduate from the University of Pretoria.
Excellent. And then to Nonsikilelo.
Hi, everyone. Hi, everyone. I'm Nonsikilelo. I do have an LLB degree and I'm sitting my articles. The reason being the contract of service is already over, so I'm currently volunteering.
Okay, to all our lawyers listening to our show, the people in studio are looking for jobs, right? But we didn't get them here. This is not a job search kind of show. But we're a law show and we want to talk to people that you'll be dealing with all the time. These are smart guys. This is the youth. These are guys that are going to make it big as our South African lawyers. And unfortunately, a lot of candidate attorneys, also known as article clerks, are often skivvies around the office and they do dirty and unpleasant jobs like like taking the boss's dry cleaning and booking movie tickets and making photocopies.
Yeah.
You've done that?
Yeah, I've done like making copies, making tea, and all those kind of things, yeah.
Okay. Now, let's talk to you one at a time. Tokozani, you've done a year.
Yes.
At where?
At a law firm based in Durban, because I'm originally from Durban.
Okay.
Yeah. Their main focus is labor law, administration of estates, criminal law, and they do corporate law, a bit of corporate law.
Okay. So now, have you been to the CCMA?
Yes, I've been.
Have you been into the magistrates' court?
Yes,
and have
I've
you attended
been.
To a trial?
Yes, I've been.
With counsel or with your boss, with your principal?
Yes, with my principal.
Have you ever argued anything in court yourself?
No. I've only drafted arguments, heads of arguments.
Excellent. Mm. Do you draft pleas?
Yes, I have.
Have any of you guys done PLT?
Sorry. You can go first.
Just call out your name first.
Nonsikilelo.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm currently doing PLT.
Explain what PLT is to anyone who may not know.
Usually, I can say from my side, it helps you to remember the things that you did in the university. It's kind of
revision.
Revision.
Yeah,
yes.
It's a practical.
The practical side of law.
Yes. Training. Yeah. Yes.
It's also, apparently, it's also good for the attorney's exam preparations.
Yes.
You get prepared for
so
that.
So, Lude, it teaches you the PLT, the practical learning, is actually how to draft the summons and what you do with it and where it gets issued and generally how to run a practice. Mm. Have any of you three LLBs considered going to the bar and becoming advocates?
Alude, yes, that's initially I wanted to be an advocate, but when I got to my final year of my LLB studies, I realized that I need to first do my articles so I could acquaint myself with the attorney's profession and then later on go and become an advocate. Last year, our university offered a certificate program with the Bar Society of Pretoria, the trial advocacy thingy. So we basically taught what really happens in the life of an advocate. Mm-hmm. So that's when I really realized that, no, rather, let me first do my articles. Then after doing my articles, probably once I've accumulated enough experience that I can go to the bar. After that course, I didn't really think it was smart to just go straight to the bar.
Let's talk about the study of the LLB itself. How many years is it today to get an LLB? If you pass straight through?
It's a four-year degree.
Okay. It's an expensive degree?
Yes, it is.
You've sweated your gut for 4 years. You've got an LLB. Assuming you get articles, what kind of salary does a candidate attorney get today, unless you're with one of the big firms? So let's exclude the very big firms. Mm. What kind of salary, if I may ask, do they pay in Durban for a candidate attorney? Don't be shy.
The minimum would be like 2.5.
2,500 a month?
Yeah, the minimum.
Really? Then, yeah. And the maximum is 2.6?
No, definitely not. It depends.
Come on, Derbs, you could do better than that. These are LLBs.
It depends. If it's a small firm, definitely it will be like 2.5 to 7,000. Yeah. And if it's a bigger firm, it could be as high as 10,000, 15,000. So it really depends what type of a law firm it is.
Yeah. Talks, you were at the, you were at the state attorney.
Yes.
What kind of, is it a secret or can you?
No, it's not a secret. It's not a great secret. We're getting 4,000 per month. That's the stipend.
Does it cover your petrol, your transport?
No.
Not really. It depends where you're staying. If you're renting in Johannesburg, so it's really hard for you.
So now for 2 years or a year, it depends whether you have PLT or not, but it's a year or 2 years, you've got to live on 4,000 rand a month.
Yes.
With an LLB.
Yes.
Mm. You know the sad part about it? Yeah. You know, with the amount that they give you, you find some firms requiring to have your own vehicle. Mm-hmm. And I'm asking myself, I just came out of school. I don't even have the money to afford a car. And the money that they give you is not even sufficient for you to be able to buy a car. So you really say that the demand is really not, we are unable to sort of accommodate the demand that they have towards us. So it's really unreasonable.
It's actually sad because most of this criteria that you need to have a car, you need to have this and this and that, you'd find that mostly black people are the ones who actually suffer.
Yes.
Because the moment you finish school, you still have black tax, where you still need to basically take the little money, send it home, and they still need to feed off because they really paid for your studies. So you need to actually also now start supporting them. Mm. So I really think maybe there needs to be a bigger dialogue with regard to the policymakers to simply now reconsider their decision, because also the 4,000 or the 5,000 odd thousand rand that they're paying people, it's not enough considering the fact that you've got 4 year degree and you've studied so hard and you have to really work so hard to actually prove yourself in the field. And
Lionel makes some good points. They are the privileged children, not necessarily white today. Mm. There are privileged black children that are in a great position, also come from swanky homes.
Like some.
Yeah, you know that, Lionel. The majority, I hear you. I know I'm a lawyer. I do interview and I say, do you have a car? Because they need to go delivering documents.
Yeah, true.
90% of the time, they don't. I take that into account. I understand.
Mm. I also have a car, but I don't have employment. Yeah. It was one of the things I really had to make sure that I do.
Alude's becoming an Uber driver.
the assumption was, if you have a car, you have a driver's license. Getting articles wouldn't be so difficult.
And you are experiencing difficulty, aren't you?
I am.
What do you do with your CV? You send it all over? You send it? Do you email it to attorneys? What do you do?
When I see an advert, I respond to it.
Yes.
Sometimes I randomly search for law firms and then I just
let me give you advice, okay?
Yes.
I know it's a bit expensive, but I have to give you this advice. We lawyers get tons of these emails.
Mm.
What do we do with them? Nothing. What can we do with them? One looks the same as the other, right?
Mm.
You pick up the phone and you phone the PA. Never ask for the lawyer. The lawyer will never take your call.
Mm.
You speak to the PA who's very, very prominent in the law firm.
Mm.
And you say, all of you are very well spoken. And you say, this is my name. I'm sending my CV. please will you consider me, and let them remember you somehow, okay? Follow up. Don't just send it and hope for the best. It's not going to help you. Most people that get jobs are people that are pushing and following up and up and pushing.
That's true.
Okay, guys, it's not going to happen if you go and stand and throw your rod into the water and hope to pull something out. Let me give our listeners some stats. The total candidate attorneys in South Africa right now, 5,654. Thank you to the Law Society for these figures. That's candidate attorneys that are registered, 5,500. There are 25,000 lawyers. So you can see what's happening there. White candidate attorneys, 2,100. Black candidate attorneys, a nice one, 3,500. So that's what's coming up. You guys, the black guys are coming up in the system. 62% are black and 38% white. White male candidate attorneys, 15%, and so it goes on. The big firms. Now, I've chosen some of the top five, right? Weber Wenzel.
Which and is I one hope of the, your firm is there, because you're also good.
Well, by my mother, I'm the best. We're not one of the big firms, but we're a great boutique firm. Weber Wenzel maintain that they will only consider graduates that that have a minimum of 65% academic average. Okay, so they are choosing the best. The best. They cream pay the cream. Best, the cream of the crop. Norton Rose, Fulbright, as a candidate attorney, they say you can expect to spend at least 1 6-month seat in a litigation practice and another in a commercial practice. The balance of your articles will be spread across various practice groups, which is very good, because there you get a grounding all around. Yeah, also the Cape Town Candidate Attorneys Association, I just want to give them a little bit of credit. They're very active, and they have pub quizzes and all kinds of stuff. So I couldn't find one. Benj, you looked for a Johannesburg Candidate Attorneys Association.
Yeah, so I looked, I put a Candidate Attorneys Association Johannesburg, no results found. So there's obviously a gap there that maybe someone can hire these great candidates. I don't know, maybe there's someone out there. If you guys know, get hold of us.
If you are a candidate attorney or prospect and you want to, you think you're good at one particular subject, assuming, Alude, you did very well at, I don't know, insolvency law, please, when you phone up the attorneys, try and find an attorney. Look at Google it. Most lawyers say they do everything, right? But then they do. Try and find an attorney who does a bit more insolvency. And then you say, I have an active interest in insolvency. Okay?
That's true.
You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Okay. Very, very important. Now, the thing is that what they say that you do in your articles is what you don't learn at law school. It's completely different.
Apparently.
It is.
It's completely different. People come out of law school thinking they're going to go into court, they're going to fight cases. Half the time you're writing horrible documents, you're drafting contracts and pleadings. It's not as glamorous as the movies make out.
And you also need to go see clients where they just have to sign and you take the document back to the boss and
but I think that's better than just sitting at home and doing nothing.
True,
at least in the process you're learning something.
What who wants to take this one? What is the people that have done articles, the two ladies in studio, what's the most exciting thing you did as a candidate attorney?
Consulting
and
court appearances. Yeah, I think it was very exciting because I remember the first time I had to go for a match court appearance. I was in a taxi actually, and I got a call from another senior attorney at the law firm I was serving under, and they told me, you know what, she can't be able to appear in court today, so can I go for a pre-trial? And I was like, I've never done this. So I was shaking, but then they just instructed me on how the process goes and everything, and I had to sit there on my phone, Google and everything. But then when I went in, because we're the last people on the list to go through. So I had to sit there and see the others doing everything and even the terminology, because you need to have a way of addressing the magistrates. So I had to sit there and to listen and to grasp everything within a short space of time. So even that experience was very exciting for me because everything was successful. And when I went back, I was like, wow, I'm really, practicing law. So it was very exciting.
Guys, you know what the answer is? Be prepared. I'm a lawyer, right? I do all kinds of shows. I can interview you candidate attorneys. I can do a child abuse story beforehand. Mm. You know how I can do all these shows? Because I prepare.
Mm.
I prepare everything I do. You must prepare. If you go for an interview, know about the law firm that you're going to see. I've interviewed people that come and see me for a job and I say, do you know anything about me? No. Do you know I do radio work? No. Do you know what kind of... They don't know anything. Please research. Go onto Google and look up as much as you can and walk in and know your subject.
Yeah, okay? That's true.
Please don't just try and think that there's an entitlement, because there's so many of you that are entitled that are not getting anywhere because you're not preparing yourself enough.
And it's a highly competitive market. Mm. There's a lot of graduates.
There are thousands of you looking for jobs. Yeah. The three of you are sitting in front of me. Look at you. I mean, it's a tragedy that you're not getting jobs.
I also think door-to-door sometimes do works. Mm-hmm. Like if you can go and knock and then you can ask if they are looking for a candidate attorney. And usually some of the secretaries or the PAs just tell you to leave your CV there. Mm. Yeah.
When they tell you to leave your CV there, it's not a good result.
That's not a good result, but at least it's promising, because I did that, I think, a few weeks back, and then I got a call to attend an interview.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for them.
Oh, well, we wish you good luck.
Thank you. You've
chosen a marvelous profession.
It's a noble profession, not just marvelous, noble profession.
Yeah, and you're earning $2,500 now, but you'll earn a lot more one day, I'm sure. Have you considered getting jobs in government or in? Well, you were with the state attorney, so you know that one.
Yes.
Ultimately, what about a job within commerce? Is that something you want to get your articles done, don't you, guys? You want to become lawyers?
Yes.
No, I just want to practice law and see what happens.
What kind of law do you want to do, Alude? Do you have any idea?
I'm interested in commercial law, intellectual property, labor law.
Are you good on figures?
I don't think that's a good question for a law student or a lawyer.
No, lawyers need to know finance
But I can do calculations, but not to that extreme point, but I can do reasonable calculations.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anything before we let you go that you want to convey to our listeners? We've got a minute or so left. Anyone wants to say anything about anything? Ben, do you want to say something?
Oh, yeah.
Just wrapping up, I'm sure the guests in studios have this question. Why are candidate attorneys? I've got a friend who's at a law firm, and I say to him, how's work going? He says, it's terrible. I have to photocopy from 7 in the morning till 7 at night. Why do candidate attorneys do those jobs, per se?
It's cheap labor, Ben.
As easy as that. There you go. Yeah.
Cheap labor. For a year or two, you have someone that's working and doing the slog for $2,500 a month in Durbs. Yeah, a little more here in Joburg. Cheap labor.
But needless to say, every no is an opportunity for you to get up and really keep on pushing.
Yeah.
I also got here because I had to really harass this man. So every time I used to call them,
like
send
that
an
term,
S. You know I love harassing you.
Lionel did. He sent me, he phoned me, he followed it up, and I spoke
really
to him on the phone.
It.
He really wanted to do this job on radio.
So and don't give up. Yeah. Don't. Yeah, and make yourself different from the rest, from the other people. So if you are going to be sent in your CV, rather make it a point that it stands out. Try to be different and make it a point that your presentation is also different. And that will actually set you apart.
These three candidate attorneys have schlepped from far and wide to be here today. And if you're interested in them and you have a position available, please contact us on law@cliffcentral.com. It'll come straight through to Benji and we'll try and place you if we can.
Yes, so most fantastic. Definitely. And I've got all these guys' details and I'll definitely pass it on, and best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for this, guys, and we'll talk to you again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Cliffcentral.com.